What is going on, beautiful people? Today we're talking about how to get over a narcissist. And one of the main ways to get over a narcissist is to turn off the narcissist TV. Stop watching their social media. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, y'all. Got a wisdom tooth pulled the other day. It's weird. It got my mouth. Ah. Less teeth in my mouth. The narcissist has lost a little bit of his bite. But seriously, turn off the narcissist TV. That's one of the most efficient ways to heal from a toxic relationship, y'all, is to stop watching their social media. And this is me being realistic, me being open and honest with you right there. You have to stop watching their social media stuff. You have to stop finding out about what they have going on in their life after they've moved on, how they're trying to wonder about and see how they're treated in the new supply. You have to flip it off.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Flip off the TV, because it's interesting. It can be interesting, but like, I get it. You want to see how this person is doing. They moved on, whatever is going on. I understand that space. But in order to heal, you have to turn it off, because the more you watch it, the more you typically going to end up hurting yourself. This is where I go to. I like to talk about pain shopping. Like when you literally go shopping for pain. Like, you're literally shopping for pain. Like, you're literally on their social media shopping for things that are going to hurt you. Like, I know some people are just like, I want to see them suffer. I want to see how bad they're doing. I want to do this. I want to do that. But yeah, most of the times, no matter what they post, you're not going to leave their page feeling good. You're not going to leave their social media feeling good. You're not going to leave their whatever, LinkedIn, feeling good. You know why? Because they're y'all not with you. You're still not over it. Like, even if they post something bad, like, I just got in a car accident and I hurt my leg, are you going to be like, you deserve that? Some of y'all might, but most of y'all, or if you're empathetic and you have a lot of empathy, you're going to be like, oh, that sucks. I feel bad for this person. Maybe I should call them. Now you suck back into it. You know? Now you're sucked back into the space. Now you're sucked back into the relationship dynamic. Turn off the narcissist TV. The more you watch, the more you're going to end up hurt. The more you see here, like there's really nothing to see here. So the more you continue to watch this type of stuff, the more hurt you're going to be. That's just the dynamic. That's just the way it goes, for real. The more you turn it on, the more you watch them, the more you're going to end up in pain. Pain shopping, literally. You get your grocery bag, you go into the store, and you're looking for things that are going to hurt you. Because nothing on that page is going to make you feel good, y'all. I'm just being realistic. Ask yourself, when you get the need to want to go on their social media, and your hand is shaking, and you're wobbling, and you're trying to figure out, ask yourself, what are you looking for? Not only what are you looking for, why are you looking? You know, why am I here? These are questions you have to ask yourself. Why am I here? You know, what am I doing? What do I gain from watching their social media? What do I gain for peeking at their stuff? What am I gaining here? You know, what's the positive outcome that I'm expecting from watching their social media, from seeing them being like, most times you're going to see it, especially if they discarded you and they moved on to a new supply. Most of the stuff you're going to be watching is going to hurt your feelings. It can ruin your whole day from a snippet, for a 5 second decision to look at their social media can ruin the whole, can ruin your whole day. You might be waking up happy and healed today, right? You might be happy and healed today, but guess what? You peek at their social media and now you're right back in it. You know what I mean? Now you're right back to the pain. Now you're right back to the hurting. Now you're right back to regretting doing it in the first place. Why did I look at their social media? Now my stomach hurts. Now my head hurts. You're going to feel something. It is not going to be good typically. So ask yourself, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? Why are you looking? What is the outcome that you're trying to generate here? You know what I mean? Believe it. What if they're watching me? You get turned. Look, you got the remote. You have the remote control. You have a universal remote control. You can turn off their TV by blocking them, and you can turn off your TV by blocking them. And this is what happens as well, y'all. Believe, what if I have them blocked and my friends keep sending me stuff, keep telling me stuff like, you see what they did? You see what they did? You got to tell your friends to turn off the TV as well. Say, hey, look, friends, if y'all, I'm trying to heal. I'm trying to grow from this space right here. I can't heal and grow if y'all are still constantly sending me this type of stuff of what they're doing. I don't care what they're doing. You know, I'm trying to heal. I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to move forward. So I don't care what they have going on. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Y'all can watch it if you want to. You know, y'all are adults. You can do what you want to do. But please don't share it with me, because that doesn't help me heal. It doesn't. And they should. If these are really your friends, they should respect your boundaries, shouldn't they? If these are really your friends, if these are really your partners, they should respect your boundaries, right? Dwayne, they should respect your boundaries. So hopefully they do. If they respect your boundaries, then you keep moving forward. You heal, you grow, you keep moving on. You know what I mean? Like, but everybody has to turn it off, because it's a group. Like, that's how you heal, y'all. Ask yourself, what are you getting from looking at their social media, from staying in contact with them, for trying to be friends with them? You know, ask yourself. I feel like, because that helps you out in these situations, y'all, because there's nothing to gain from looking at that stuff. So I know, and let me go ahead and say this too. I know what some people are going to say, believe, what if we're trying to co-parent with them and we're just making sure this, that, y'all. If your court people, if they are abusive and toxic as hell towards your children too, I can understand peeking at the social media to see if they're doing something to the kids, or they're talking dangerous, or threats and things of that nature. If they're threatening you or something like that, I get that to document evidence. But that's all this should be for, is to document evidence. It shouldn't be for your pleasure to look at them and their down and prey on their downfall, because that circles back to you. You can prey on their downfall, but that will spin back to you, doesn't it? You know. So ask yourself, what are you looking for in these spaces? What's going on in this, like, when you turn off the narcissist TV? Every time, look, that's what, matter of fact, every time you get ready to look at their social media, I want y'all to hear my voice saying, turn off the narcissist TV from above. Turn it off. Turn it off. Play some, what's it, Teddy Pendergrass. Turn it off. That is who they said it. Play that song. Turn off the lights. Turn off the TV. Stop watching their social media, because no good can come of that, y'all. Because like I said, even if they post something negative, that might prey on your empathy. It may hurt your feelings and make you want to reach out, connect to them more. I mean, maybe they don't have anybody else that's going to be there for them. Maybe they need me. And now you're back into it because you turned on the damn narcissist TV, because you start watching toxic TV. You know, this happens quite a bit, y'all. So I just want y'all to be safe, you know, because if you don't, you get sucked back into it. And also, y'all, I'll end it with this. This is going to be a short and sweet episode. I'll end it with this right here. A lot of narcissists, including myself, they assume that you're watching them anyway. A lot of narcissists live, you know what I mean? A lot of narcissists live their lives on social media like their ex is watching them. So they're already thinking that you're watching them in any way. Maybe if you are. So sometimes if they have that mindset that you're watching them, some of the stuff that they're posting is intentionally to set you off. Is intended to hurt your feelings. Is intended to get to put you in a certain type of mindset. So think about that before the next time you hop on their social media. Like, maybe they're posting stuff to hurt my feelings. Maybe they are. Anyways, y'all, told y'all short and sweet to the point. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.